From Tidbits on October 21st, 2013, this is Avatron Sponsoring Tidbits by Adam C. Angst. We're pleased to welcome as our latest long-term Tidbit sponsor, Avatron Software, a Portland, Oregon-based developer of a variety of clever utility apps, including AirSharing, which enables you to work with files on your iOS device, mounting remote file servers, viewing a wide range of documents, sharing with others, and printing. AirLogin, which makes it possible for you to control your Mac over the internet from your iPad or iPhone. And AirDisplay 2, which lets you turn a Wi-Fi-connected iPad, iPhone, Mac, or Windows PC into a second monitor for your computer. AirDisplay 2 is reportedly up to 50% faster than the previous version, and the iOS version is on sale for 50% off today, October 21st, 2013. But don't stress if you miss it. The app only costs $9.99 normally. While AirSharing and AirLogin are indisputably cool, AirDisplay 2 is the one that really rocks my world. I've evangelized using multiple monitors on the Mac since before some of our younger readers were born, and while adding a second monitor has become easier over the years, AirDisplay requires no hardware beyond what iOS devices and computers you already have lying around. You just need AirDisplay's free host software on your Mac and a copy of the AirDisplay client software for the device you want to turn into a second screen. I see two primary uses for AirDisplay. First is when you're traveling and are limited to the small display of, say, a MacBook Air. AirDisplay lets you expand that small screen by turning your iPad into a second monitor for the MacBook Air. It's great for storing Photoshop or InDesign palettes, a web browser window for reference while you're writing in BB Editor Pages on the Mac screen, or just keeping messages visible while getting the app out of your way and still being able to use a real keyboard. Even better, the iPad actually becomes a touchscreen display, so if you tap it, it's just like clicking in that location with your Mac's mouse. You can also mirror your display to the iPad, so you could, if there's no projector for a small presentation, let multiple people watch on iPads rather than looking over your shoulder. AirDisplay 2 can now extend or mirror your screen to up to four devices. You are not limited to using an iPad as a second screen, which leads to AirDisplay's other primary use, which is expanding your screen real estate while at your desk, taking advantage of other computers you may have around. For instance, perhaps you want to slave your MacBook Air to your iMac as a second screen, or, better yet, put that PC you're required to have to work as a second display. AirDisplay does work on an iPhone, which is perhaps more amusing than useful. It's hilarious to see a tiny, but functional, dock running down the edge of an iPhone screen. Of course, using even the speed-enhanced AirDisplay 2 over Wi-Fi won't be as responsive as using a directly connected display, but as long as you're not trying to play a video or use it for gaming, you probably won't care. The productivity win from having more screen space far outweighs any annoyance of slightly slower screen drawing. Thanks to Avatron for their support of Tidbits and the Apple community. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Barebones, CrashPlan, Smile, ScanSnap, Tonks Coffee, and Avatron Software. If you like listening to articles, please visit our podcast page on iTunes and leave a rating and or review. To find it, click the podcast link in the upper left of the Tidbits homepage at tidbits.com. Once there, you can also follow article links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app. I'm Adam Angst, and thanks for listening.